High school basketball on 95.3 The Score.
I'm going to drive baseline up at the rim. Oh, my goodness. That is the dunk of the playoffs.
With the right hand, Lucas Wilson with authority.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Pump fake, now a three. He fouled and he gets it to fall.
The best player in the state of Oregon shows you why.
Gonzalez, corner, fadeaway three, nails it, oh boy!
That one touched the sky.
Now, let's head to the game. Here's Alex Braga.
Good evening, everybody. The matchup we're bringing you tonight here on The Score is one that has essentially decided the fate of the Midwestern League for the vast majority of the last decade, Churchill and Springfield. With the exception of last season, which saw Crater take the crown, the winner of this conference has been the Lancers, with North Eugene and Marshfield sprinkled in over the last decade. Last year actually broke a six-year run in which Churchill didn't at least have a tie for a league title. Five of those 6 years, they had the outright title. 2015 saw a three-way tie between the Lancers, the Millers, and Marist. But check this out. The Lancers have actually won the league title 7 of the last 10 years. And last year, they finished fourth. They recovered to get a third-place finish in the tournament. And this season, to this point, they are undefeated in league and number one in the OSAA rankings. We'll get to why, but it has been the Millers who have dropped a bit this season after annually being in a battle with Churchill. Just out of the top 10 right now, playing 500 ball in league. But last Tuesday, they took down the defending state champions Thurston, and it showed them that if they put together a complete game, they can really beat anyone. And tonight, they aren't trying to beat anyone. They're trying to beat the best. The first meeting of the 2019 season for the Lancers and Millers comes tonight, and it's right here on 95.3 The Score. Good evening, everybody. I'm Alex Braga. Thanks once again for joining us tonight. More on this matchup. On paper, it is all Churchill. They're the ones who have won all of the league titles, after all, but four of the last 5 years, the Millers finished right behind Churchill. I think Ricky Bobby said that if you ain't first, you're last. Actually, I think it might have been his dad in that movie, but you get the point. They don't have the trophies, but the Millers have been on a great run right along with the Lancers. But they just couldn't quite overcome them despite some legendary battles. Nick Ossom, Spencer Hoffman, Lucas Wilson, just some of the cast. Head coaches Kelly Bookin and Eric Orton are the orchestrators, and these two teams combined every season for some classic games. Over the last 10 years and 20 games, the Lancers hold the edge 15-5, but Springfield took both games last year and are 5-3 in the last four seasons combined. That should tell you a couple things. That Churchill absolutely owned the Millers prior to the 2015 season, but also that no matter how good the Lancers are, the Millers know how to play them. So here we are in 2019. Churchill is 11-3 with all three of their losses coming in the Les Schwab Invitational just after Christmas to powerhouse Sierra Canyon out of Cali, Barlow, and then Tigard. Other than that, they are rolling. Guys like Silas Bennion and Isaiah Wallace learned on the fly last year, got their lumps, but became really solid players for them in the tournament and then into this season as well. And on Tuesday, they came to the forefront against Willamette, who was the only other team in the league to not have a loss so far. The Lancers rolled them 72-53 with Bennion leading the way, 21 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. That kind of win really sends a message to the rest of the league and the state as a whole. Don't pay attention to their losses in December because this is what Churchill is capable of, and it should frankly scare you if you're on the outside looking in. So right now, Churchill owns the league and they are ranked number one. Still a long ways to go, but they look solid, and a lot of that has to do with a couple of big-time transfers. Brian Garacki from Monroe and Evan Pia from Palma High School in California. They also got back this year big man Kalen O'Neill, who missed their playoff run last season because of mono. He is really their only inside player, but this team will run and shoot you to death. And Garacki is an all-around, just a fantastic player in his own right. He has carried the team to a few wins this year and is capable of taking over offensively at any point. And that's what makes this team really dangerous. They have four guys who can score whenever they want to, and they really seem to be working together right now with their sights set on their first state title since 2001. It seems crazy that it's been that long, but That's how long, 2001, 17 years, actually 18 now, for the Churchill Lancers trying to get back to the state championship and get a win. On to the Millers. It seems like yesterday that Nick Awesome faced off with former teammate Lucas Wilson for a league title, but it was actually two seasons ago. But the Millers, you know, despite losing arguably the best athlete to ever walk their halls last year, had a good 2018 season. Finished second in league, but ended up their season in disappointment after losing twice in the playoffs. They actually beat LaSalle Prep in the play-in game, but fell to Wilsonville, the eventual state runner-up, then Silverton in the consolation. So a season full of promise for them, some really good performances, just fell short of what they wanted or expected. But again, in a season where they had to replace an awful lot, they showed a lot of heart and came up short against two really good teams. The guy who really stepped up for them and was a guy who played well alongside Awesome before he left is big man Zach Brown. Ended up being named first team All-Midwestern League last year. His ability to score and rebound around the basket is not only among the league's best, but the state's best as well. And he was a key in their win over Thurston last week. His three in the final minute gave them a 41-40 win. They followed that up with a loss to Crater, but then beat North Bend on Tuesday 60-44. Brown again led them in that one with 22 points and 6 rebounds. The Millers have always been one of the best defensive teams in the area as well since Eric Orton took over around 8 years ago. It's kind of his staple, and that has continued into this season where they are holding teams to just 47 points per game. That includes a win over Ridgeview this year where they held them to 24. They won that game 95-24. They held the Colts to 40 last week. No one has scored 70 points against them on this season. The highest was Mountain View in the opener, and they scored 63. To contrast, the Lancers, the best offense in the league, they averaged 72 points per game. So something has to give tonight. A movable object versus unstoppable force. If the offense can get going, then the Millers have a shot tonight because the defense has proven to be very, very good. All right, pregame festivities still underway out here at Churchill, so we'll go ahead and step away for a couple minutes and let them continue. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you a little bit more info about both of these schools and their coaches, and we'll get you all set for the tip-off. It's the Bi-Martin High School Basketball Game of the Week, Springfield and Churchill, right here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a die-hard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back. The new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Number 1, Churchill. Number 12, Springfield here on 95.3 The Score. Alex Brog with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. The anthem just about to get going, but before we get to that, Churchill 11-3 on the season, 6-0 in league. Springfield 7-6 overall and 3-3 in league. And now, just as I say that, everybody's standing up to do the anthem. So we'll go ahead and step away for about 60 seconds as the national anthem happens out here at Churchill. Again, it is the Churchill Lancers and Springfield Millers, the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
America's first sustainable home and garden show returns. Now this, you've got to see. Shop for organic and local foods. Grizzly's Granolas, Kick and Pickles, Cafe Mom Fair Trade Coffee, Singing Dog Vanilla, Red Duck Sauces, and Two Town Ciders. Learn about backyard sanctuaries, fruit trees, and growing edibles. Visit the Extension Service Show and Tell stage. Plan your visit around 50 home and garden seminars. Create a better life at the Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show. Free admission, Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds. EugeneHomeshow.com. At this year's Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show, visit the Good Earth Music Stage, presented by KEZI-9, Twist and Sprout, to live music and a greener new year. Shop and explore 220 exhibits. Enjoy baby alpacas, chickens, and 4-H animals, too. Experience the butterfly adventure. Meet the fabulous Sisters on the Fly at the Cowgirl Caravan. Double your donations to ShelterBox. Create a better life at the Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show. Admission is free. Now this, you've got to see. EugeneHomeshow.com.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back.
Celebration.
It's the new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on Tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Churchill High School. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score. Number 1 Churchill, number 12 Springfield. Churchill last year finished 21-8 overall, 9-5 in league, ended a six-season conference championship streak. They ended up finishing fourth in the Midwestern League, lost to Wilsonville in the semifinals, then beat Crater to finish third. Head coach Kelly Bookin in his 11th season, 206-81 overall record. Before coming to Churchill, led Redmond to the postseason 13-14 seasons, including 8 tournament berths, won a state title with Redmond in 2003 when Marty Lunan was there, former Duck great. Was Midwestern League Coach of the Year 2 years in a row, won 2 titles at NCU as a starting point guard for them, and he has made 3 title games with Churchill and won 2 of them. Springfield last year finished 19-8, 11-3 in league, finished second in the Midwestern League. Head coach Eric Gordon, his 8th season, 104-77 overall record, was 5th coach in 2 years when he was hired in 2011. Previously a coach at Marist, where he made the playoffs twice, and North Eugene, a Thurston grad, played for Doug Paquette, his dad also named Doug, a former principal at Springfield. He is 5-7 in the playoffs with the Millers, won the consolation tournament in 2015. By the way, Doug Paquette, who he played for at Thurston, an assistant on his team at Springfield, which is pretty cool, a full circle moment for them. And right off the bat, we have a technical against Springfield, and I'm not sure what the explanation is for that, but Silas Bennion knocks down the free throw. And so Churchill, a 1-0 lead before we even start the game, after the free throw goes through by Bennion. So it looks like they got Zach Brown for a technical foul there before the game. So Zach Brown picks up a quick foul, and Churchill leads 1-0, and they start with the ball on the sideline. No tip-off today. Bennion swings it around to Kalen O'Neill. Now back to Bennion underneath the basket. Now outside to Garacki. Garacki just puts up a 3. No good off the back rim. Rebound goes to the Millers. And out with it is Javier Carrillo, and he pushes the ball up the floor. Now quickly up to Zach Sorber. Sorber now inside to Brown. Brown goes up with a pump fake. Now goes up with a shot, misses it, and the rebound goes to the Lancers. Out with it is Pia. Pia up the floor. Out to O'Neill in the corner for a 3. Front rim, no good. Rebound goes to Brown for the Millers. He gets out with it to Carrillo. Carrillo up the floor. He leaves it off to Marcel Hill. Hill now to Brown. Swing it around the perimeter. Now back to Hill. And now Hill dribbles right. It's on the right wing, gets a screen. Now pass over to Brown, top of the key. Now outside to the left to Sorber. Sorber gets a screen from Brown. Now dribbles left baseline. Now passes outside, top of the key. They're going to reset the offense out to Jared Peterson. Peterson passes now outside to Sorber. Sorber pump fake, now dribbles right. Still trying to find some space. Now outside to Marcel Hill. Hill now back up top to Peterson. Peterson swings it around. Now gets it back inside. Now he's going to turn around, put up a little five-foot jumper, and he gets it to fall. Jared Peterson the first two for the Millers, and they have a 2-1 lead early on. Garacki now at the right wing, just dribbles out top, and now hands off to Isaiah Wallace. Wallace with 12 points against Willamette on Tuesday. Pass out to Kalen O'Neill now. O'Neill dribbles, gets a screen from Wallace, drives inside, up with a left hand off the glass and in. Kalen O'Neill, who scored 11 against Willamette, goes up, gets his first two, 3-2. Quickly the other way now, Zach Brown. He's going to back it up as Isaiah Wallace gets back to defend him. Passes into the corner to Zach Sorber. Sorber with O'Neill on him. Now passes top of the key to Peterson. Peterson has Garacki guarding him. Passes to the right wing now to Carrillo. Carrillo drives inside, tries to pass to the outside. It got tipped and goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that it's going to stay with the Millers. And the official's waiting for somebody to pass it in. And finally, Sorber goes over there and gets it. Sorber scored 16 points against North Bend in their win on Tuesday. Second leading scorer behind Brown. He can go off. No doubt about it. Brown with the ball off the inbound. We got a whistle away from the ball. I think we might have a call against Wallace for the Lancers. Or no, it's a warning. So a warning from the official for Isaiah Wallace to stop talking. He was guarding Carrillo, and he was talking to him the whole time, and so the official put an end to that. Peterson off the inbound, now to Brown. Baseline pump fake, now goes inside, goes up with a shot. No good. Oh, he does get it to foul, and he is fouled. Gets it to fall, and he's fouled as Brown gets his first two, and he's fouled. I believe it was O'Neill who picked up his first foul. And so Brown going to go to the line, misses the free throw. Rebound goes to Garacki for the Lancers. Quickly up to O'Neill. Now all the way up to Pia. Pia wide open, three ball, no good, short. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And it's going to go to Springfield. Or is it? The official on the side didn't see it. It didn't touch anybody and just rolled right out of bounds. Churchill's acting like they're going to get it. And I must have missed something because Churchill's going to get the ball here. Boy, Marcel Hill just let it go out of bounds because I think he thought it went just straight out. All right, Churchill ball. Wallace gets the inbound. Now over to Pia. Pia, jab step, now gets a screen. Step back, pass over to Bennion, and an offensive foul. Evan Pia picks up his second foul, and he just kind of shoved off with the right arm as he was driving into the lane, and they got him for it. So two fouls against him already. And it's 4-3 for the visitors, the Millers. Brown out top. Now gets it over to Peterson, top of the key. Now pass over into the corner to Carrillo. Carrillo's going to drive in to the lane. Now pass outside to Sorber. Now to Brown. Now back to Carrillo inside the lane. Nothing there. Pass outside to Peterson, who's going to put up a three, and he knocks it down, and he holds up the hand. And Jared Peterson, his second basket, 5 points already for him, and Springfield's on top 7-3. Isaiah Wallace now the other way. Churchill's got to start getting something going offensively. Silas Bennion now with it. Over to Pia. Pia jab step now out to Wallace. He's got an open three in the corner. Rattles around and out, but Pia gets the offensive rebound, goes up with a shot, and can't get it to fall. But he is fouled, and he's going to go to the line. So it got Carrillo for the foul. Second team foul against the Millers. And Pia, a transfer from Palma High School in Salinas, California, will go to the line. And he misses off the left rim. So Churchill still struggling to find their offensive game so far. As Pia shoots the second one. This one he gets to rattle down. And we got a whistle and a substitution as Pia is going to come out, and freshman Samaje Morgan is going to come in. And Kelly Bookin really likes Samaje Morgan's game. That's why he's playing as a freshman on the number one team in the state. And a wild pass on the inbound, stolen away by O'Neal. O'Neal, great pass to Bending, who gets an easy lay-in. Boy, O'Neal got the steal, dribbled to the left side, and then the no-look pass to Bending underneath the basket. We got another steal in the backcourt. This time, Garacki out with it. He's going to go up with a wild shot. No good, and the rebound to the Millers. Out with it is Carrillo. Carrillo up the floor to Hill. Hill tried to get it to Sorber. Sorber, wild shot, not even close, and the rebound goes to Wallace, and we got a foul against the Millers. And totally out of control was Sorber underneath the basket, and so he missed the shot and then compounded it by going up wildly to get the rebound and fouled Wallace. So the first foul of the game for Sorber, third team foul for the Millers. As Morgan takes it across the timeline, pass over to O'Neal now. O'Neal backdoor pass to Garacki. Garacki couldn't handle it and went up for a shot and missed it. The rebound goes to Brown. He's quickly pushing it up the floor, tries to get it to Carrillo, who lost the handle and is going to stay with Springfield as Morgan got his hand in there and knocked it out of bounds. So Marcel Hill going to inbound from the sideline with Bennion standing right in front of him. Gets it into Sorber and nearly loses the handle, and it could be over and back. The crowd wants it, but they didn't give it to him. Marcel Hill drives into the lane, up with a shot, no good, and Garacki with a rebound right over the top of him. Could have called over the back on that, but no call. 7-6 Miller still, 3.5 minutes remaining. Morgan the other way. He drives into the lane, up with the left hand, no good. Rebound goes to Carrillo again for Springfield. Gives it off to Brown. Brown 2-on-1. Now he's going to back it out and give it to Carrillo. Carrillo gets a screen, drives into the lane, loses the handle, stolen away by Wallace. Wallace leaves it off for Bending to O'Neal, up with a two-hand jam. Great defense turns into transition offense, and O'Neal with the two-hand jam after great passing by Wallace and Bending. Brown the other way with it. Off the press, goes into the lane, and let's see if we get the charge. We got a block, and the basket counts. Garacki picks up the foul. Brown gets the bucket and one. So Zach Brown, who had 22 points and 6 rebounds on Tuesday against North Bend, already with 4 points and 2 rebounds, he's going to get to go to the line to try to extend this to a 2-point lead for the Millers. Couple of dribbles. Puts up the shot and gets it to fall. 10-8. Millers with 3 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Samaje Morgan across the timeline has Kenson Smith guarding him, who just checked in the game. Gets it over to O'Neal. O'Neal dribbles right, hands off to Garacki coming left. Gets a screen from Bending. Now passes back out to him. Now over to O'Neal in the right corner. He pump fakes. Now drives inside. Goes up with a little fadeaway 10-footer off the glass. Gets it to fall. That's a tough shot by O'Neal, but he's got 6 early on, and we're tied up at 10. Churchill now in the full court press out of the make. And Brown now the other way, gets it on the left wing, goes inside, pump fake, beautiful move inside the lane, gets a 2-point shot, and it's 12-10, 2:30 remaining. Zach Brown already with 7 points. Samaje Morgan now over to Garacki. Garacki dribbles in with the left hand, now outside to O'Neal. O'Neal open from the top of the key, 3 ball short, and the rebound goes to Brown, his third. He nearly has the ball stolen in the backcourt, but I think they got Wallace with the reach in, and they did. That's going to be his first foul, and I think Kelly Bookin's frustrated with the way Isaiah Wallace has been playing so far, and I think he's going to come out. And for the Lancers, Dylan Carson and Ijim Akuma checking in as Garacki and Wallace take a seat. 2:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Springfield on top, 12-10. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Thanks for joining us tonight. Kenson Smith outside the key, hands it off to Marcel Hill. Hill off a screen, now going to shoot a 3, and he rings it up. Marcel Hill, nothing but net, 15-10 Millers. Morgan, quickly the other way, goes to the rim and gets it to fall, and he's fouled. Well, the quickness of the freshman, Samaje Morgan, not afraid, goes right at the rim, up with the left hand, gets it to fall, and the bump. A bit of a nice break from the official on that one, too. A little bit of a continuation, which is definitely not a thing in high school, but gave it to him anyways. So Morgan to the line, misses, and I think we have an over-the-back call against Dylan Carson, and we do. So Springfield going to get the ball after the miss. 15-12. They have the lead with 2 minutes left now. Inbounding in the backcourt, Charlie Grusbeck. And he gets it into Sorber. Sorber against the full court press. Gives it back to Hill. Hill fakes a pass. Now gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Akuma. Now into the corner to Sorber. Tries to save it in, and he does. But, a little confusion by Churchill. A couple of players thought they had it, and neither of them got it. So Springfield out with it. Brown underneath with a shot. No good. And, boy, Kenson Smith point blank just missed an easy shot, and the rebound goes to Wallace. Tough break there for the Millers. Akuma in the corner from Wallace. Now back top of the key to O'Neal, to Morgan, who's going to reset the offense. 1:30 remaining here in the first quarter. Churchill trailing by three. Crossover, now gets a screen. Step back, Morgan, going to put up a three. No good. Rebound goes to Sorber for the Millers. Gets it over to Marcel Hill, and Hill going to slowly bring it across. Guarded by Akuma, now pass to Smith. Smith gets a screen, and I think it's going to be an offensive foul, and it is. And it's on Brown. And Brown, that's his second foul. That is a big one. And he is talking to Kenson Smith because he's saying it's Kenson Smith's fault that he picked up the foul because he was expecting him to move sooner and stay closer to the screen, which he was trying to set. And he kind of bananaed it and went around and took his time. And it basically gave Brown, it basically had Brown setting the screen for a little bit too long, a little bit longer than he wanted. So Churchill inbound in the backcourt now. 1:08 remaining in the first quarter. They are trailing by three. Number one team in the state, the Churchill Lancers, going against number 12, Springfield. But this is always a classic matchup. Samaj Morgan over to Wallace in the corner. Now back to Carson. Carson backing down his man. Out to Wallace. Left open. He's going to shoot a three. Trying to tie this one up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound goes to the Millers. Out with it is Grusbeck, who gets it to Hill, who's going to bring it up slowly. Well, if those shots start to fall, Springfield's in trouble, but they have not fallen yet for the Lancers, and that's why they're trailing right now. Peterson with it, hands off to Hill. Hill guarded by Akuma. Fake the pass, now still looking. Now he's going to start to dribble. Crossover, waves off Sorber, who had come to take the ball from him. And now he gets it to Grusbeck. Grusbeck, top of the key now to Carrillo. Good defense so far by the Lancers. Springfield clearly just waiting for the last shot. Let's see when they start to go. 10 seconds left now. It's Hill. Hill gets double-teamed, dribbles left, leaves it off for Sorber. Pump fake now outside. Carrillo loses the handle. He's got to shoot it. 2 seconds left. He's going to just throw it at the basket off the back rim. No good. And that is how the first quarter will end. A tough, hard-fought first quarter. Both of these teams clearly feeling each other out, but clearly knowing a lot about what the other likes to do, and that is why we are so close here after one. Our score after the first quarter, 15-12, Springfield with the lead over Churchill here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart. High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Churchill, Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. Alex Braga here, 15-12, Springfield on top of the Lancers. Springfield so far 7-6 overall, 3-3 in the Midwestern League. Churchill 11-3 overall, 6-0 in league, and coming off a big win over Willamette on Tuesday, 72-53 in that one, really establishing themselves as the best team and the front runner in this league right now. And I think there are a couple teams who would have an argument if they are the best team. Certainly Springfield right now, as they have the lead. But Thurston as well, who's 12-3 overall and 5-2 in league. So two of their three losses happen to just come in league. And so that's why they are third right now. Also, Crater playing well, coming off their first league championship in a while. Last season, they are 10-4 right now overall and 4-1 in league. So Springfield to start the second quarter with the ball and the lead. Marcel Hill gets it and now passes over to Javier Carrillo. Carrillo gets a screen from Grusbeck, now leaves it off for him. Great pass to Peterson, up with a shot, rejected by Garacki. Garacki out with it now. Great help defense by Garacki. Gives it over to Bennion. He's going to spin into the lane. Now pass out to Carson. Now back to Bennion. Bennion all the way across the floor. Now gets it back for Morgan. Now inside to Carson. Backing his man down. Backing his man down. Clear size advantage over Grusbeck. Goes up with a shot off the glass and gets it to go. Dylan Carson, his first two. And the Lancers back to within one. Hill dribbles up against Akuma. Through the legs. Now pass to Sorber off a screen. Screen and roll with Peterson, dribbles inside and just puts up a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound to Akuma for the Lancers. He's dribbling up against Sorber. Now over to Bennion. Bennion thought about pulling up for a three. Pump fakes, now drives right, goes into the lane off the glass. No good, but the putback by Carson is also no good, but he gets his own putback and gets it to fall. Dylan Carson, quick couple of baskets, and Eric Horton wants a timeout, and I don't blame him. 7 minutes remaining here in the second quarter, and Churchill off to a hot start. 16-15 here on 95.3, The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart. High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
7:01 remaining in the first half. Churchill with a 16-15 lead. After trailing just moments ago, they started off the second quarter on file. Springfield going to inbound. It's going to be to Sorber. Sorber leaves it off underneath the basket for Brown. Pump fake. Now goes up with a shot. Misses it. Great defense in the rebound. Go to Garacki. Up to Bennion. Now to Morgan. Morgan crossover. Leaves it off for Bennion. He's going to shoot a deep three and a swish. Silas Bennion, his first three-pointer of the game, 19-15. And a steal in the backcourt by Akuma. Goes up with a wild shot. Boy, he didn't want to take the shot because he had numbers. And Hill gets the rebound, and then Hill is going to be fouled. And Akuma's frustrated. And he didn't have to rush. He got the steal in the backcourt and had numbers. If he just kind of gathered himself and passed it, would have been an easy lay-in for Bennion. But he went up with kind of a wild shot, and Hill got the rebound. Springfield inbound, stolen away by Bennion in the backcourt, and he lays it in. What a start to the second quarter for Churchill. My goodness. Hill gets the inbound in the backcourt. They just really struggled against the press, and then we got another foul against Akuma as Hill was trying to cross the midcourt stripe, and he goes over and talks to Kelly Bookin, who likes the effort but not the foul, and Churchill now in the bonus. That means Marcel Hill going to go to the line to shoot the one-on-one. Hill spins it. Got to try to keep track with Churchill right now. And Hill knocks it down. That's a big free throw. Just momentum-wise, they had not scored yet in the second quarter, and Churchill was on fire. A couple students in their section with some coin buckets and shaking them as Hill was shooting that free throw, trying to make noise. 21-17 as Hill makes the second free throw. Morgan dribbles across the timeline, gets a screen, leaves it off for Carson. Great pass. Carson up with a bucket, and he's fouled. What a pass by the freshman Morgan, who is really coming into his own as this season is going on. You really get the sense that he is going to be a special player by the time his 4 years are done here. If he can work on his shot, he is going to be something else. And Carson gets two, and he's got six already here in the second quarter since checking in. Going to the line to shoot the extra, and he gets it to fall. 7 points for Dylan Carson, and I'm not sure what the call is here. And I think Eric Orton might have called timeout. Yes, he did. And Churchill's players make a lot of noise as they come over to their bench. They are stoked with the way this second quarter has started. We'll go ahead and step away. 6:07 remaining in the first half. 24-17 Churchill here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome back to Churchill. 24-17. The Lancers, a fantastic start to the second quarter, have taken the lead back as Springfield led 15-12 after the first quarter. And now Churchill has stormed out in the second, already having doubled their total in the first couple of minutes. They lead now 24-17 is the score. And I think there's a discussion going on right now between Eric Orton and the officials. And I think it has to do with the score. And I'm not sure what the discussion is. I'll try and figure it out. I know Churchill does have 24. Because I'm keeping track. And Springfield does have 17. And so the officials are discussing something, and I'm not sure what it is, and Kelly Bookin doesn't understand what it is either. He's walking over to the scorer's table trying to get an explanation from one of the assistants for Springfield. And here comes Eric Orton to try to talk with him about it. And he's got his phone out. I'm not sure what the heck is going on. And they are trying to figure out something. Kelly Bookin walks back to his bench shaking his head. And I'm not sure what happened. I'm not sure we're going to get an explanation either. So 24-17, Churchill with the lead, 6:07 left. In the second quarter, Springfield to inbound. It's going to be Brown, gets it into Hill. Okay, after all that, no explanation. We're just going to play basketball. Forget it. Marcel Hill dribbles up against Takuma. It's the way you like it, right? Pass over to Brown on the right wing. Now back to Jordan Carrillo. Gives it over to Hill. Hill against Takuma. Now back over to Sorber on the left wing. Kalen O'Neill set to check in. So is Isaiah Wallace for Churchill. Churchill gets a steal. It's Bennion out with it. Bennion, great defense. Passes up to Morgan. Goes up with a lay-in off the glass. Can't get it to fall. And the rebound goes to Marcel Hill. Hill quickly the other way. No look pass into the corner to Carrillo. Carrillo going to drive in. Leaves it off for Brown. What a pass. Easy lay-in for Zach Brown. Morgan quickly now up the floor. Coming the other way. Off the make. And now he's going to slow things down. Dribbles back. Leaves it off for Bennion. Bennion gets a screen. Dribbles inside. Now outside. Garacki left open. Three ball. Yes, sir. Brian Garacki, his first bucket of the game. That's a little bit of a surprise, but they haven't really needed it. 27-19, Churchill. Carrillo dribbles inside, leaves it out. Three ball for Sorber from the wing. No good, and the rebound to Akuma. Gets it away from Brown. That's a nice effort. Up to Morgan. Morgan now outside. Garacki, another three. No good this time. Long rebound goes to Bennion. Outside now. Akuma's going to put up a three, and he gets it to fall. Ejim Akuma with a three. Silas Bennion with the effort and a great pass sets him up. And Eric Orton needs another timeout. And I don't blame him again for this one. Churchill playing really well right now here in the second quarter. And Springfield in danger of having this game get away from him. Our score, 4:39 left in the first half. 30-19 Lancers here on the score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
30-19 The Score. Lancers with the lead over the Millers. 4:39 left in the first half. Alex Braga here from Churchill High School for the Bi-Mart High School basketball game of the week. It has been a very well-rounded game for the Churchill Lancers so far. After trailing after the first, they've had a lot of different guys score. They are playing really good defense, and on the offensive end, they really woke up in the second quarter. They are playing great trap defense right now, full court. Hill has to struggle to get it across, and then he travels. Really good defense by the Lancers. You know, that's had to be the message after the first quarter, that this the offense is going to wake up when the defense starts to get rolling, and they have really been rolling in the second quarter, forcing turnovers with their full court press. O'Neal now in the corner, has it knocked away by Hill, but he gets it back and now gives it up to the top of the key to Wallace. Springfield in the zone defense. Wallace now passed over to Garacki, now to O'Neal on the right baseline. He's going to dribble back out and cross over through the legs. Nearly has it stolen away, and now they got a reach-in foul going against Jordan Carrillo. That's going to be his first. And Jordan Carrillo, one of the really good returning players for Springfield this year, missed a good portion of the first part of this season with an injury. In fact, I called the Millers game earlier this season. He was on the bench for. And they're expecting big things from him this year, but just been shaken up. Now he is finally back in the lineup, and they could use some of his scoring. O'Neal to the line for the one-on-one after the foul, and he gets the front end to fall. Kalen O'Neal with seven. Looking for eight, and he gets it. 32-19, Churchill with the lead. Back into the full court press. Hill gets the inbound, dribbling up against Bennion. Going up with the left hand. They are really making Springfield work today. Gets it up to Sorber, now back to Hill. Hill going to dribble inside, has it poked away and nearly stolen away, but it goes off the foot of Kalen O'Neal and out of bounds, and so it's going to stay with Springfield. Nice little wraparound defense there by Bennion as he reached around from behind and knocked it out of bounds. And Hill going to inbound inside to Brown. Haven't heard his name much in a while. Zach Brown now to Sorber, now over to Grusbeck, now inside to Brown. He's going to back his man down, goes up with a shot off the glass, can't get it to fall. Rebound goes to Garacki. That's his fourth. Up to Bennion now. Bennion dribbles across the timeline, going all the way against Carrillo. He's going to go up easily with the left hand off the glass and lay it in. Somebody lost track of him defensively, and that is too easy. Hill now trying to break the press. Dribbles up, now gets it to Sorber. Sorber dribbles at the right wing. He's double-teamed. He's trying to find somebody. Gets it over to Grusbeck. Now over to Carrillo. He thought about a three. Now he's going to dribble inside. Leaves it off for Brown. Brown passes outside to Hill. Hill's going to put up a three from the right side. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound goes to Garacki. Up strong. That's his fifth. Up to Bennion. Bennion all the way up the floor to Pia. He gives it back to O'Neal. He dribbles inside. Goes up with a wild pass. Tried to get a little too fancy and just turned it over. And he doesn't even bother looking back at Kelly Bookin. Because if he had kind of come under control, he had a couple of guys underneath the basket for easy lands, but he tried to get fancy and turned it over. Sorber the other way now. He tries to get fancy, and he turns it over. Just too long of a pass, trying to get Brown on the right side. And there's just too much going on in between where he was and where Brown was. And he had to get it over all of that. And he ends up nearly hitting a cheerleader on the sideline. So Wallace inbound from the right baseline now. 34-19, Churchill the lead. 2:55 remaining in the first half. It's going to be Garacki on the left side, left open, and he just throws up a three and knocks it down. Brian Garacki, 2 for 2 on threes, and it's 37-19. Marcel Hill against Bennion. Dribbles up against Wallace, and I think they're going to get Wallace with the bump. And he doesn't like the call, but he definitely got into the body there. And so Isaiah Wallace going to pick up his second foul. And that is the eighth team foul, and so Hill going to go to the line to shoot the one-on-one. And Kelly Bookin trying to work the official over there, saying he didn't actually get into him, but I think he did. And Hill puts up the free throw, and he misses, and the rebound, one-hand palm by O'Neal, takes it away. Gets it up to Garacki. Garacki now outside to O'Neal. O'Neal around the back dribble, looking, now over to Bennion. Bennion left open. He might as well shoot it. Instead, tries to pass it and has it stolen away by Sorber. Sorber now to Hill. Hill pushing it up the floor. Leaves it off for Carrillo. Carrillo going to drive inside. Now he passes out to Sorber. Sorber thought about a three, instead passing it up. Now to Hill. Swing it around the timeline to Brown. Brown now to Carrillo. Carrillo pump fake. Now dribbles inside the lane. Goes up with the shot. He's fouled, and he can't quite get it to fall. Now we got a push. And now we got a push. Carrillo and O'Neal yelling at each other, and Carrillo pushed him. And the officials get in between them. And O'Neal goes up to the official saying, I didn't even do anything, man. He just pushed me. And it was definitely a hard foul by O'Neal. And we'll see what the officials decide to do here, because they could end up calling a technical on both of them, I think. And so it's probably what they're going to do. O'Neal doesn't like it because he didn't think he actually did anything to justify the push from Carrillo. But they were definitely right in each other's face. And it was a hard foul. And so the officials now working this out, talking to both coaches. They definitely don't want to let this thing get away and have an actual fight here. One of those deals where the official walks with the player. All right, you guys go shake hands now. Be cool. Everybody be cool. We don't need anybody getting suspended because of a basketball game. They're still trying to work it out now. So they got the personal foul against O'Neal. And then double technicals against O'Neal and Carrillo. And that was offset, and so we just go back to the line. So O'Neal picks up his second foul because of the technical. So now Carrillo going to get to go to the line to shoot two. It's the 10th team foul against the Millers. Springfield now has 8 team fouls. And I think they finally, the coaches, are happy with the explanation. So 37-19, Carrillo going to go to the line. He's still looking for his first points in tonight's game, and he knocks it down. 37-20 now, and Carrillo's one of those guys, they could really use him getting going. And he misses off the front end. Rebound goes to Binion. Sky's up for it. And he's coming quickly the other way against Hill. Now pass out to Wallace. Wallace on the right side now leaves it off for Binion. In the corner, left alone, and he misses a three. But Pia over the top with a rebound and gets it to fall. Great effort by Pia to follow the shot and go up high and get the rebound and go quickly up for the 2 points. 39-20, Churchill. 1:45 left in the first half. Sorber now across the timeline. He passes outside to Grusbeck. Grusbeck in the corner. Carrillo going to put up a three off the front rim. No good. Again with a rebound is Binion. Binion now quickly the other way. Crossover, and he runs right through Hill. And I think we're going to get Hill with a block there. Absolutely. They could have really got Binion for a control foul there, but it's definitely a block, no doubt about it, as Hill was not set at all, and he got in the way of Binion. And so the first foul against Marcel Hill, the 9th team foul against the Millers, is going to send Binion to the line. 39-20, and again, this game was led by Springfield 15-12 after the first quarter. This has just been a deluge of points from the Lancers here in the second. Binion to the line and gets the first free throw to fall. Binion led them with 21 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds against Willamette on Tuesday in that big win. Again, Willamette having a heck of a season since returning to the 5A this year. 10-3 overall, just that one loss in League 2 Churchill. 5-1. And Binion misses the second free throw. Rebound goes to Brown for the Millers. Gets it off to Hill. They are trailing by 20 now. And he dribbles up against Binion. Gives it over to Sorber. Sorber jab step off of the screen. Now leaves it outside for Brown. He thought about a three. Now passes it up. And picks up his dribble. Pass out to Grusbeck. Grusbeck now swings it around to Hill. Jab step now going against Carson. Crossover dribble into the lane. Great defense by Carson. And the ball stolen away on a pass by Binion. Binion up the floor. He leaves it outside for Wallace for three. No good. That could have been a dagger, and they got Carson for an over the back. That was a big miss by Wallace and a great look by Binion to find him in the open space. And the foul on Carson means Marcel Hill's going to go to the line to shoot two. Churchill also in the double bonus. And Hill, who's had a pretty good first half, go to the line for a couple of big-time free throws. They really need these. He knocks down the first. 40-21 now. Peterson checks in for Brown. Trying to avoid him picking up a cheap third foul here before the half. Good move by Eric Orton there. Hill, couple dribbles and misses the free throw. Rolls around and out. And Garacki with his sixth rebound. He's now dribbling it up himself. Tries to cross over. Had it go off his leg. Nearly stolen away, but gets it back. Now out to Carson. Carson going to put up a three. Back rim, no good. Rebound to Grusbeck for the Millers. Gives it to Hill. Again, if anybody on the floor, you probably don't want Dylan Carson shooting that one. Boy, he just had a double dribble against Springfield, but no call. The whole bench gets up and yelling at the official for that one. Peterson now with it. Over to Carrillo. Javier Carrillo. Gives it out to Sorber. Sorber now to Peterson. Swinging around the key. To Hill. Hill going to dribble in against Carson, and Carson again bumps him. And that's Dylan Carson's third foul. And Kelly Bookin has to figure out somebody to go in for him. Who is also not in foul trouble. He looks like he's going to go with Pia. And Hill knocks down the first free throw. But Pia also with two fouls in the first half. So you got to be careful there too. A lot of fouls so far for the Lancers. Akuma with two. Wallace with two. O'Neal, Pia with two. Garacki has the one, and then Dylan Carson with three as Hill knocks down the second free throw. 42-23. 20 seconds remaining. Churchill holding for the last shot. Samaje Morgan going to dribble it across the midcourt stripe and slow things down. Springfield into the zone. Pass over to Pia on the left wing. Now out to Garacki on the right side. Over to Bennion. Swing it around to Garacki. Back to Wallace. Now to Garacki. Garacki top of the key. 4 seconds left. Shoots a three, and he gets it to fall. What the heck? If they're going to back off, I might as well shoot it. And he drains it. What a second quarter for the Churchill Lancers. After trailing 15-12 after the first, they now lead as we head to the half, 43-23. You're listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
America's first sustainable home and garden show returns. Now this, you've got to see. Shop for organic and local foods. Grizzly's Granolas, Kick and Pickles, Cafe Mom Fair Trade Coffee, Singing Dog Vanilla, Red Duck Sauces, and Two Town Ciders. Learn about backyard sanctuaries, fruit trees, and growing edibles. Visit the Extension Service Show and Tell stage. Plan your visit around 50 home and garden seminars. Create a better life at the Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show. Free admission Friday through Sunday at the fairgrounds. EugeneHomeshow.com. At this year's Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show, visit the Good Earth Music Stage, presented by KEZI-9, Twist and Sprout to live music and a greener new year. Shop and explore 220 exhibits. Enjoy baby alpacas, chickens, and 4-H animals, too. Experience the butterfly adventure. Meet the fabulous Sisters on the Fly at the Cowgirl Caravan. Double your donations to ShelterBox. Create a better life at the Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show. Admission is free. Now this, you've got to see. EugeneHomeshow.com.
Get to Kiefer Kia now.
Let's celebrate.
It's a new car celebration at Kiefer Kia. Zero down payments and no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 Kia Motors cash back to you on a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Kiefer Kia wants to approve you. 2019 Kia Forte LX, $251 a month. Get a new Kia for zero down, no payments until April 2019. Or get $3,500 cash back.
Celebration.
It's the new car celebration.
Let's celebrate.
Why go anywhere else? KieferKia.com, where we do sell cars every day. Call 844-465-4333 for all the details. On approved credit, plus title license and 150 title and registration processing fee. Kia Forte LX, stock number K9273, 84 months at 4.89% APR financing. Zero down payments and no payments for 120 days through Selco on Tiers 1 and 2 credit approval. Requires automatic repayment. Other conditions apply. Kia factory rebates and incentives to dealer. Offers not in combination. Expires 2/3/2019.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Here at the half, Churchill High School, 43-23, the Lancers with a lead over the Millers. Alex Braga here on 95.3 The Score. Thank you for joining me tonight. The number one Churchill Lancers got all they could ask for from Springfield in the first quarter, trailing 15-12. But they outscored the Millers 31-8 in the second quarter to take a 43-23 lead here into the half. And they were led, it's actually pretty tough to say they were led by one guy because it was a group effort for the Lancers. Silas Banion led them in points. He had 11 points and 3 rebounds. Also got great efforts, though, from Kalen O'Neill, who has 8 points and 1 rebound. Brian Garacki, 9 points and 6 boards, all 9 of his points coming on 3-pointers. Dylan Carson with 7 points and a rebound. Evan Pia with 3 points and 3 rebounds. Samaje Morgan with 2 points. Isaiah Wallace, honestly, one of their best players, first-team All-Midwestern League last year. He's pointless. He's one of the guys you would expect to fill it up, but he has no points and just 2 rebounds. And E.J. Makuma with 3 points on a 3-pointer from the corner, and he has 2 boards. Thank you. Thanks. He's got some water. Baseball coach out here at Churchill. Always cool. Zach Brown leading the way for the Millers. They just had 4 scorers in the first half. And after that first quarter, they really just shut down offensively. Only those 8 points in the second quarter. But Zach Brown leading the way with 9 points and 4 rebounds. Jordan Carrillo with 1 point. Charlie Grusbeck, 2 rebounds. Zach Sorber with a rebound. Javier Carrillo with 3 rebounds. Jared Peterson, 5 points, including a 3-pointer. And Marcel Hill with 8 points, including a 3-pointer and 5 free throws. He also has 2 rebounds. Churchill leading the rebound battle, 18-12. So again, our score here at the half, 43-23, thanks to a 31-8 second quarter for the Churchill Lancers. And it has been they have been spreading the ball around really well. And really, it all started in the second quarter when Kelly Bookin decided to switch to the press defense. And that just threw the Millers off. They really just have not been able to do anything against it. The team speed for the Lancers defensively has just been too much. And a lot of steals in the backcourt have turned into easy opportunities for them offensively. And that's how you have a 31-8 quarter against the basketball team. And right now, our score at the half, 43-23. Churchill with the lead. Number one team in the state versus the number 12 team in the state. Let's go ahead and get to some scores from earlier on in the week. Some games from Tuesday, 5A Midwestern League. Obviously, two of these teams involved in games on Tuesday. Springfield beat North Bend 60-44. Brown had 22-6 in that one. Sorber had 16 points. Churchill, of course, beat Willamette 72-53. Thurston, back on the winning streak, 61-37 over North Eugene. The Colts actually led 20-7 after the first quarter, led by 30 in the third before sitting their starters. That's actually a couple games in a row for them that they did that because they played Eagle Point here on 95-3, the score last Friday. That was very similar. Isaac Lang led them with 24 points. Dejon Alonzo with 13 in that one. Some 6A Southwest Conference games. North Medford took down Roseburg 68-43, and Sheldon beat Grants Pass 65-62. Patrick Herbert leading the way for the Irish with 21 points and 11 rebounds. Cameron Owen had 10. Taylor Anderson led all scorers for Grants Pass with 25. And some girls' scores from Tuesday, 5A Midwestern League. Thurston took down North Eugene 46-39. Churchill beat Willamette 55-34, and Springfield beat North Bend 50-31. 6A Southwest Conference, South Medford took down Grants Pass 72-38, and North Medford took down Roseburg 59-38. Again, our score here at the half, we'll go ahead and step away before we get back for the beginning of the second half. Our score here at halftime, 43-23, Churchill leading Springfield. You're listening to the Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart.
Do you have a job but want a career? Do you feel stuck because you can't afford to stop working for additional schooling or training? Well, if you're reliable, self-motivated, hardworking, and want to learn a new trade, Western Pneumatics, Inc. is looking for you. Western Pneumatics is an established company with more than 35-plus years experience and a reputation for excellence in the industry. No experience? No problem. We will train you. Western Pneumatics is looking for welders, fabricators, machinists with assembly experience, and construction millwrights. Western Pneumatics is dedicated to their employees and wants to provide every opportunity for their employees to gain the experience they want and need in this industry to create the career they've always wanted. Competitive wages and an excellent benefit package are offered to all of Western Pneumatics employees. If you'd like to try something new, stop in and fill out an application at 110 North Seneca or apply online at westernpneumatics.com.
The Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show. Now this, you've got to see. Design your good home and a healthy life too. Find great experts, products, and ideas. Shop pavilions of food, garden, home, art, and wellness. Meet your remodelers, landscapers, and contractors. Experience the butterfly adventure. Meet the fabulous Sisters on the Fly at the Cowgirl Caravan. Double your donations to ShelterBox. Create a better life at the Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show. January 18th through the 20th. Admission is free. EugeneHomeshow.com. At this week's show, find your way to wellness and good living, from relaxing spa treatments to naturally scented creams. Learn about ancient healing therapies and natural herbal remedies. Shop for eco-friendly cleaning supplies, bedding, and saunas too. Discover sustainable textiles and fair trade clothing. Explore exhibits of recycled metal art and artistic home decor. Create a better life at the Good Earth Home Garden and Living Show this week in Eugene. Now this, you've got to see.
Our customers tell us that shopping at St. Vincent de Paul is an adventure. It's like going on a treasure hunt, and finding treasures at bargain prices make it even more fun. What's more, the money you spend at St. Vincent de Paul helps thousands of people right here in Lane County. So have some fun, save some money, and do something nice for your neighbors. Shop St. Vincent de Paul, where you're likely to find just what you're looking for. St. Vincent de Paul. We're in the phone book and online.
This message is sponsored by St. Vincent de Paul in association with EARS.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Halftime here at Churchill, 43-23. The Lancers with the lead over the Millers. Alex Braga here with the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Thank you for joining me tonight. Final in the Oregon Women versus Arizona State game. The Ducks a 77-71 win. Sabrina Ionescu, 31 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist in that one. 10 of 20 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. The Ducks as a team shot 50% to take that win. So a nice win for the Ducks as they sweep the Arizona schools. That's not true. They play Arizona this weekend. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is Churchill going to start off the second half with the ball. Kaylin O'Neill going to spin into the lane, go up with a wild shot, but gets it to fall. That's a fantastic shot by Kaylin O'Neill, and he has the first two here of the second half. And Churchill extends their lead to 22, 45-23. Hill across the timeline, dribbles right, now goes back left, gives it a defended by Bennion. Now gets a screen from Peterson. Pass outside to Brown. Brown now to Sorber. Sorber in the corner to Hill. Inside to Brown. Backs his man down. Up with the left hand. Gets it to fall. That's a nice move. Just too deep for Zach Brown to be inside. Garacki now coming the other way against Brown. Pulls it back. Pass outside to Bennion. Bennion now to O'Neill. Jab step. Now crossover dribble. Going to shoot a baseline jumper on the way. Off the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Marcel Hill. Hill going to dribble it up against Pia. Pass into the corner. It's going to be a three on the way for Peterson. No good. Rebound to Garacki. Garacki's a seventh rebound. Now it's going to be Wallace. Wallace up to Pia. Pia jab step. Now pass back out to Wallace. Swing it around to Bennion. Now to O'Neill. O'Neill going to go back to Bennion. Bennion going to put up a three with a man in his face, and he gets it to fall. Bennion, his first two. He's got 14. Or his first shot of the second half. He's got 14, and it's 48-25. And it's going to be Brown on the outside. Tries to pass it over to Hill. Nearly stolen away by Bennion. But it goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Millers. Carrillo going to inbound. Gets it inside to Peterson. Peterson inside now to Brown, and they got Sorber. Excuse me, not Sorber. They got Garacki with a foul. Trying to come over the top. He just kind of hit him on the arm. Now that's going to be his second foul. The first team foul for the Lancers here in the second half. And it's going to be Hill to inbound. Gets it into Sorber. Sorber with Wallace guarding him outside now to Hill. Hill jab step now back out. It tries to throw a lob for Brown, and great defense by Pia, and it just goes off Brown and out of bounds. Great job by just backing his rear end into Brown and just kind of forcing him out of position by Pia because it's not a foul. And what do we got here? The official just stopped play there. I'm not sure why. Churchill going to inbound from the sideline. Honestly, I have no idea why he just stopped play. But now he just gives it to Wallace, and Wallace going to inbound from the sideline. What is that, like an inadvertent whistle or something? What the heck was that? It's going to be Bennion. Stutter step, now pass over to O'Neal. A little shake and bake there. Now to Wallace. Wallace looking for O'Neal. Now gets it to Garacki, who does get it into O'Neal. And I think we got a foul by Peterson, who was trying to deny O'Neal. And it is indeed going to be against Peterson. So Churchill going to inbound underneath their own basket. It's going to be Wallace. Gives it into O'Neal. O'Neal backing down Peterson, backing him down. Goes up with a shot. No good, but he is fouled. And he's going to get to shoot two. Two straight quick fouls on Jared Peterson here to start the second half. And this time, O'Neal is going to get to go to the line. So Kalen O'Neal, who had 8 points in the first half, now has 10 and gets the free throw to fall. Scored 11 points the other day against Willamette. He's trying to give them 50 with this free throw, and he gets it to fall. Rattles around and goes. And so Churchill now on top by 25, 50 to 25. This is an unbelievable score if you watch the first quarter of this game. Marcel Hill now dribbles around a screen from Peterson, gets it outside to Carrillo. Carrillo now to Peterson, inside to Brown. Brown back in his man now, goes up with a left hand off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Pia, and that's his fourth, and he gets it up to O'Neal. O'Neal quickly moving tempo, crossover dribble, goes outside to Wallace. Wallace in the corner, he's going to put up a three, ring it up. Isaiah Wallace, his first basket of the game, and it's a three, 53-25. Churchill now running away with this one. 5:20 remaining in the third quarter. Carrillo going against Wallace, leaves it outside for Sorber. Sorber off a screen, now gives it inside to Brown. Size advantage, instead doesn't use it, passes outside to Peterson, gets it over to Hill. Hill jab step against Bennion, passes outside to Carrillo. Carrillo now back to Sorber. And Sorber with Garacki guarding him, passes out to the top of the key to Hill. Hill swings it around to Carrillo, now inside to Brown. Great position against Wallace, goes up with an easy two. He's got the size advantage against Wallace all day long, and a great move to get the drop step. And quickly the other way, Bennion. Bennion just shoots a three in rhythm and gets it to fall. Silas Bennion, his third three-pointer of the game, 56-27. Carrillo now against Pia. Dribbles left, hands off to Brown, going against Garacki. Step back, still looking, now gets it over to Peterson, top of the key, swings it around to Hill. Hill now back to Brown. Brown pump fake, gets O'Neal in the air, goes inside with a runner in the lane and gets it to fall. Nice shot there by Zach Brown. Quickly, Wallace, now to Garacki. Garacki in, and he gets it up, and he gets it to fall, but they got him for a charge. And I don't know about that call, because he was definitely trying to avoid Brown. Brown was in good position, to be fair. But Garacki did all he could to get away from Brown and avoid contact. And I'm not sure the contact actually warranted Brown falling there and getting the foul called on Garacki. But it is, and it's his third, and he's going to have to take a seat. Samaje Morgan and Ijim Akuma come in as Pia also takes a seat on the bench. Grusbeck to inbound in the backcourt for the Millers. Gets it to Hill. Full court defense by Bennion. Dribbles up across the timeline against him. Great defense by the Lancers tonight. And inside to Brown, and he is fouled by Wallace as he reached in and tried to steal it away. Wallace, that's his third foul. There is not a foul that Isaiah Wallace commits that he thinks he actually committed. Every single time holds his hands up, jumps up and down. Goes right to the coach, to be fair. He doesn't do it to the officials, try to show them up. Inbound goes to Brown. Brown quickly up with a right-hand shot. No good. Rebound goes to O'Neal. O'Neal going up all the way. Now he goes around the back, leaves it out for Wallace. Wallace over to Morgan. Morgan now inside to Dylan Carson. Carson backing down. It's rejected by Brown, but they got him with the foul with the body. Brown doesn't agree with the call. But that is his third either way. He rejected the ever-loving you-know-what out of that shot. And he is now talking to the official about how he didn't foul him. And the official is saying, well, actually you did. That's why I blew the whistle and called the foul on you. As Carson misses the first free throw. And the second one also rattles around and out, and the rebound goes to Grusbeck. So Zach Brown says, ball don't lie. Sheed Wallace, look it up. Marcel Hill quickly the other way, shoots a three from the top of the key. No good, but Carson gets the rebound. Now he gets it to Wallace. Wallace the other way against Hill. Gotten away with a push-off there. Now pass to Akuma in the corner. Akuma going to dribble all the way inside. He gets it to go, and he's fouled by Brown. What a shot that was by Akuma. Goes right at the big man and just floats it over him. That is the fourth foul against Brown, and he's going to have to check out. Eric Smallwood checks in for him. And Akuma going to go to the line, try to complete the three-point play. Rattles around the rim and falls. Akuma's got six. Churchill up by 30. 59-29. Hill now brings it up. Pass over to Carrillo. Carrillo inside now to Kenson Smith, who goes up with a shot against Wallace and gets it to fall. Morgan now the other way, going against Carrillo. Looking. Gets a screen from Wallace. Now passes it to Wallace outside. Trying to get it inside to Carson. A lot of contact underneath. And I think we got a travel. Yeah. They got Carson for the travel. And he thought he was fouled by Grusbeck, but he kind of just took the chair out from under him as he was backing down his man. And they got him for the travel. Hill now dribbles across for the Millers. Over to Grusbeck. Grusbeck now to Smith. Now back to the top of the key to Hill. Now back to Smallwood. Smallwood getting his first action tonight. Gets it to Smith. Goes up with a wild shot on the baseline. Gets it rejected by Akuma. And it goes to O'Neal in the backcourt. Around the back dribble going against Grusbeck. Now he's across the timeline. Goes around the back again. Leaves it off for Morgan on the right wing. He's going to drive baseline all the way. Leaves it off for Carson. Great pass. And Carson misses the bunny. But I think he was fouled. And I don't know if it's going to be on the shot. Yeah, they're going to say it's on the shot. So Carson was trying to get the put back. And they got the foul against him. And it was Kenson Smith who gets the foul. That's his second of the game. And Carson to the line. Carson, front rim, rolls around and falls. Carson having a really good game tonight. It's 8 points for him. Limited action. And he knocks down the second free throw, too. Make it 9 points. Churchill back up by 30, 61-31, 2.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Springfield's offense just has disappeared after Churchill switched to the full court press. Hill now outside, gets it over to Smith. Smith loses the handle, but it goes right to Grusbeck, outside to Smallwood. He fakes a pass, now gets it inside to Smith at the free throw line. Thought about a shot. Now he's going to back it out and now go up against O'Neal. Try to go right over the top of him, but O'Neal reached up and fouled him. And Smith going to go to the line. So that's O'Neal's third foul. And Kenson Smith going to get to the line to shoot two. Smith. Oh, boy. He just airballed a free throw. That's not ideal. I feel like the students to my left for Churchill almost felt bad about making fun of him for that one. And he misses the second one off the front rim, and the rebound goes to Isaiah Wallace. Quickly the other way. Thought about a three. Instead passes to Akuma on the right side. 2 minutes remaining here in the third. Churchill up by 30. Dribbles right, hands off to Wallace, coming left. Now he dribbles left, hands off to O'Neal. Gets a screen from Carson. and tried to pass it to him, but had it knocked away by Smallwood. Great defense by Smallwood against O'Neal. Over to Morgan now. He's just going to reset the offense, slow things down. One-on-one against Kenson Smith. Dribbles left now. Hands off to Wallace. He's about 3 feet behind the line. He's going to shoot a three anyways, and he misses it, and the rebound goes to Smallwood. Smallwood to Hill. Hill all the way up the floor to Smith. Smith gets the lay-in. Nice pass by Hill to find him, and Kenson Smith gets the layup. Akuma now across the midcourt stripe. Over to Morgan. Now over to O'Neal. Bunch of guys about to check in for the Lancers. Akuma drives baseline. Now outside Wallace. Wallace with a three. He thought he was fouled. Didn't get the shot. Didn't get the call. Instead, the rebound goes to Carson, and he's fouled. And it's going to be on the floor. And it's going to go Charlie Grossbeck. It's his first foul. As Garacki, Benyon, and Pia check in for Carson, Wallace, and O'Neal for the Lancers. Morgan going to inbound underneath his own basket. Somebody's got to check Benyon. Now they finally find him. Morgan still looking. Just throws it up for Benyon all the way out near the midcourt stripe. Picks it up against Sorber. Pass over to Akuma. Now to Garacki, who's just going to dribble left and find Benyon on the right side. Inside to Pia, backing down Grossbeck. Backing him down. Thought about a shot. Throws it across court to Akuma. Akuma back up three. Yes, sir. Ijim Akuma is having himself a night. And he holds his hand up as he runs back 64-33. 48 seconds left in the third. Well, that looked like a travel. And there it is. There's the call. Kenson Smith tried to dribble into the lane, and good defense forces a travel. That has been a theme tonight. Defense forcing turnovers for the Lancers. Morgan to Benyon. Benyon just having fun, smiling with Morgan in the backcourt. Leading by 31 to Garacki. Great defense by Smallwood right in his face. He's just going to shoot it over him anyways, and he gets it to go. That is tough for Smallwood because he can't really do much more than that. Garacki just goes baseline, rises up over him, and knocks down the shot. 66-33, 20 seconds now left in the third. And it's Smith. Tries to throw it across court to Carrillo, and it just goes out of bounds. Kenson Smith having a third quarter he'd like to forget. And that's just an easy turnover. Easily avoided turnover. As Akuma going to inbound to Morgan. Morgan just going to back things up all the way to the other free throw line. Now crossover dribble. As he gets across the timeline, over to Garacki. Garacki going to put up a three. He had some room, and he knocks down another one. Brian Garacki's fourth three-pointer of the game, 69-33. Smith now, he loses it. Garacki just going to throw up a midcourt shot after the steal and can't get that one to fall, but everything falling for the Lancers there in the third quarter, 69-33. As we head to the fourth, it is all Lancers all the time here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale going on now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
69-33 as we head to the fourth quarter. It is all Churchill. After trailing after the first quarter, they outscored the Millers 31-8 in the second and now 26-10 in the third. To lead 69-33, and Churchill's players are literally dancing on the court. They are enjoying this one, as these two teams have had some really, really big-time battles over the last five or so years. As the first and second-place teams in the Midwestern League, essentially over those last 5 years, have been the Lancers and Millers, with Churchill on top every single time. But Millers have been right there. They will start with the ball in the fourth quarter. Pass over to Sorber in the corner. Now outside to Hill. They left him wide open, and he misses it long, and the rebound goes to Garacki. That is his eighth rebound of the night. Now to Akuma. Akuma against Hill. Going to dribble off of a screen by Garacki. Nearly loses the handle, but it goes right to Garacki. And now he picks it up and gives it back to Akuma. Akuma running the show now for the Lancers. Dribbles left, hands off to Garacki coming right. Now outside to Morgan. Morgan swings it around to Bennion. Bennion back up top to Morgan. Now outside to Akuma, left wide open for a three, and he can't get that one to fall. But the rebound by Garacki over Hill. That's his ninth. Over to Bennion. Bennion with a follow-away three in the corner, and he gets it to go. Silas Bennion's fourth three-pointer of the night, 72-33 Lancers. Unbelievable. Hill across the timeline. Now outside on the left side to number 23. I don't have a number. I don't have a name for. Outside to Sorber. Sorber puts up a three. No good. Rebound to Garacki. That's his 10th. There's the double-double. Across to Morgan. Morgan just going to back things out now. And dribbles right. Now hands off to Akuma off a screen. 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound to Pia. Outside to Bennion. Bennion going to go baseline up with a lay-in. Yes, sir. Silas Bennion. That's too easy. And Lancer is calling a timeout. Kelly Bookin probably wanting to get some subs in. It is 74-33, an unbelievable result here tonight. 6:30 remaining here in the ball game. It's a basketball game of the week here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Alex Braga here from Churchill. 74-33 Churchill on top of Springfield. Springfield with the ball off of the timeout by the Lancers. And it's going to be Marcel Hill. He just lost the handle. Had a pass thrown to him, and he literally just dropped the ball, and it went out of bounds. And that is pretty much the way this night has gone for Springfield. As Garacki checks out for the Miller, or for the Lancers, excuse me, into the game for the first time, Quinn Vassbinder for Churchill. Morgan dribbles, hands off to Pia, to Akuma on the right side against Hill. Dribbles, now passes over to Carson. We got a foul away from the ball. Not sure who it was on, though. What is the call here? As P is going to go to the line for Churchill. And he's going to knock down the first free throw. Never did find out who that foul was on. But it's 75-33 after the make. Pia shoots the second one. He gets that one to fall as well. 76-33 Churchill. 6 minutes left as Silas Bennion heads back to the locker room. Looks like he's looking at a thumb, kind of shaking it, but he's smiling as he walks back to the trainer. So I think he's going to be okay. As Brown goes up with a shot and gets it to go for Springfield, and he's fouled, so he's going to get to go to the line as well. So Zach Brown really the lone bright spot for Springfield tonight. He's going to get to go to the line to shoot the extra, 76-35. And he misses the free throw. Rebound goes to Carson. He gets it up now to Morgan. Morgan going to go all the way, leaves it outside. Wide open, Akuma passes up a shot. He instead gets it out to Vassbinder. Vassbinder up with a shot. He misses. And the rebound goes to Jordan Jones for the Millers. Up now to Hill. Hill now to Brown. Brown up with the two and gets it to go. Zach Brown still going as Morgan gets it up to Pia. Pia going against number 23. Now outside of Vassbinder. Vassbinder going to put up a three off the rim. No good. Everybody in this building wants him to get it to go. But it just is not happening yet. Hill now the other way. Hill puts up a shot. And he gets it to go. That's a two. And Kelly Bookin wants a timeout. 76-39 is the score. 5 minutes remaining And it is going to be a full timeout, so we'll go ahead and take it to 5:07 remaining, 76-39 Churchill here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale going on now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
76-39, Churchill with the ball. 5 minutes remaining in the ball game. It's going to be Dylan Carson now outside of Vassbinder. Vassbinder swings it around to Akuma. Akuma inside to Carson. Carson up with a shot rejected by Brown and out of bounds. So it's going to stay with Churchill. Morgan going to inbound underneath the basket. 76-39 the score. He gets it into Carson, and we got a foul. And I think it is going to be against Carson, and it is. Just kind of holding off with the arm against Brown on the inbound, and they got him for the foul. Substitution now going to come in for Churchill. Tyler Murphy, who checks in for Carson. Tyler Murphy's first action of the game. Saw him play earlier in the JV game. Now getting a chance with the varsity. Hill now dribbles up, gives it over to Brown. Back outside to Hill. Tries to throw a lob, and there's nobody there. He tried to throw a lob. I think he thought Brown was going to get a backdoor screen, and he just kind of threw it up where he thought he was going to be. And there was nobody anywhere near that play. It just went straight out of bounds. So back to the Lancers after another turnover by the Millers. Morgan across to Vassbinder. Vassbinder swings it around to Murphy. Murphy jab step now outside to Pia. Pia goes inside, up with a shot, misses. Rebound goes to Brown. Brown now going to bring it up against Pia. Nearly has it stolen away by Morgan. Instead, passes into the corner to number 23. Now back outside to Brown. Backs his man down, up with a right-hand shot. No good. Doesn't get his own rebound either. He goes over the back and gets a foul called on him. And that is Zach Brown's fifth, and he is done for the night. Smallwood going to have to check in for him. 4:10 remaining in the game. That is the last we have seen of Zach Brown. So he finishes the game with 19 points and 5 rebounds. And really, the lone bright spot offensively for Springfield. Obviously, 19 points, and they only have 39 as a team. I should tell you an awful lot. As Pia to the line to shoot the one-on-one, gets the front end to fall. And checking into the game is Cho Tofty for Churchill. After the make by Pia, he's hoping, and Pia does make it. So Cho Tofty checks in for him. Cho Tofty, another really good JV player. I actually got here early tonight, something I don't normally get to do, and I watched most of that JV game, and he is a really good player, so promising future for this Lancers team. If you look at their JV team, which actually won 59-38. Sorber now to Hill, swings it around to Jones, to Corey Schar now, over to Smallwood. Now to Schar, back to the top of the key to Sorber, Sorber to Smallwood. Smallwood dribbles right, now back outside to Schar. Schar thinking about a three on that right wing instead. Going to pass it over to Hill. Hill's going to put up a three from the left wing. Off the front rim, no good. Long rebound, though, goes to Sorber. And now he quickly passes it over to Schar. And up with a shot is Hill. And I think Hill got fouled as he went up, and he did. And the foul's going to go against Samaje Morgan. That is his first foul, and that is the seventh team foul against Churchill. But it's a shooting foul, so to the line to shoot two, Marcel Hill. And he makes the first one, 78-40 now the score. As Marcel Hill has 11. And now 12 as he makes the second one. And now he's going to check out, and Grossbeck's going to come in for him. 78-41, 3:29 left in the ballgame. As Morgan is going to slowly dribble it up the floor. And gets double teamed in the corner. Now passes out to Tofty. Tofty thought about a shot. Now passes around to Murphy. Murphy now to Akuma. Now back to Murphy. Murphy going to dribble inside. Going to shoot a little fadeaway shot in the lane. Misses it. And the rebound goes to Smallwood. Smallwood now to Shar. Shar going to dribble it up the floor. And pass over to Sorber. Sorber dribbles right now over to Shar. Now over to Smallwood. He pump fakes. Now dribbles left. Pass out to Shar. Now back out to Sorber. Sorber to Grossbeck. Now to Shar, swinging it around. Nice defense still by the backups for Churchill as well. Sorber now leaves it off for Shar. He's in the lane, goes up with a left-hand shot. Can't get it to fall, but he is fouled, and he's going to get to go to the line. Vassbinder with the foul. That's his first. Not the way you want to show up on the stat sheet. But stoked to be getting playing time here in the fourth anyways. As Corey Shar is going to get to go to the line. The lefty puts up the first one and misses. And we got another JV player checking in now, Mason Case. He comes in for Akuma. Akuma had himself a great game. 9 points tonight on 2 3-pointers. And Shar misses the second free throw as well, and Vassbinder that time gets on the stat sheet with a rebound. Up to Murphy. Murphy backdoor pass to Tofty. He's going to go up with a lay-in and gets it to go. Great look. And by the way, saw a whole bunch of that in the JV game earlier. Those two, their connection is great. And Tofty with an easy lay-in on the backdoor pass. 80-41 as Tofty nearly gets a steal. And Smallwood comes up with it in the backcourt. Up to Sorber. Sorber against Morgan. Dribbles left and picks it up now and passes over to Grossbeck in the corner. Back up top of the key, number 23. Ring misses it off the rim and out of bounds. Going to go to Churchill. Still don't have a number 23 on my roster. So if he scores, I'll have to go find out who he is. As Morgan dribbles up, hands off to Tofty coming right. Outside to Case, now to Vassbinder. Vassbinder. Shar Gardner passes out to top of the case. Gets a screen, now passes over to Morgan. Morgan dribbling in the lane. Tries to leave it off for Tyler Murphy, but it's stolen away by the Millers. Sorber now up into the front court, out to Grossbeck. Grossbeck going to shoot a three off the rim, no good, and the rebound goes to Tofty. Tofty now to Morgan. Morgan going up against Sorber. Thought about taking it in, and he does, and then he's fouled, and now he's going to get to go to the line to shoot two. Zach Sorber picks up his second foul. Ninth team foul of the second half for the Millers. And to the line, Samaje Morgan. He's got 2 points tonight. Basically running the point, distributing for the Lancers tonight, and he's done a great job of it. Misses the first free throw. And he shoots the second, and he gets that one to fall. So again, if Samaje Morgan can figure out the shooting stroke, he is going to be one heck of a player because his speed is pretty much unmatched on the court. 81-41, Churchill. Just trying to run this thing out now. 120 remaining. It's stolen away by Tofty. Tofty against Smallwood. He's going to go with the Euro step. Go right up at the rim and lay it in. Joe Tofty with the lay-in. He's got four, and it's 83-41, Churchill. Clock now about to run under a minute remaining in the game. As Shar dribbles up against Murphy, pass over to Grossbeck. Now back, tried to get it to Shar, and it's nearly stolen away by Vassbinder. Now outside, number 23, going to put up a shot, no good. Rebound goes to Shar. Now outside to Sorber. Sorber going to put up a three. Front rim, no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Murphy, and so it's going to stay with Springfield. 47 seconds now left, 83-41, Churchill. As Springfield to inbound, it's going to be Shar with a shot rejected by Tofty, but then it goes right back to Springfield. Boy, he was looking for a dunk coming the other way, but Churchill just wasn't able to come up with the ball. Now it's Sorber. Sorber off a screen, thought about a three. Instead gets into the corner, now he gets it back, and now inside to Smallwood, backing his man down. He's going to go up a little fadeaway in the lane, no good. Rebound goes to Mason Case for Churchill. He gets it to Morgan. Morgan is told to slow it down, and I think we're just going to run this clock out and end this game as Morgan nearly has it stolen away by Sorber. And now he maintains possession, gets it back. Clock now at 10 seconds, and I think we're just going to let this one run out. As Sorber backs off defensively, Morgan picks up the dribble, and that is it. Our final here from Churchill High School, the Lancers, an incredible second quarter that turned into an incredible third and incredible fourth as well. And they just run away from the Springfield Millers on their home court tonight. Again, our final 83-41, Churchill all over Springfield and showing why they are the number one team in the OSAA rankings. When we come back into the side, get you some final stats, and then we'll send you on your way. This has been the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week here on 95.3 The Score.
Bi-Mart's Super Warehouse Sale is going on right now. Shop warehouse pricing at your neighborhood Bi-Mart. Save $30 on a DieHard portable jump starter. Small appliances from Toastmaster and Crock-Pot are now $9.99 each. A Mr. Heater 15,000 BTU heater is now just $29.97. And save $60 on a Porter Cable Max Combo Kit. We have too many markdowns to advertise. Shop hundreds of items at warehouse clearance prices during our Super Warehouse Sale, going on now at Bi-Mart.
High school basketball on 95.3 The Score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Welcome excuse me, got to turn myself up there. Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week. Again, our final here tonight from Churchill, 83-41, the Lancers with the win. They now move to 12-3 on the season. Springfield now falls to 7-7. Churchill, by the way, 7-0 in the Midwestern League. Springfield now under 500 at 3-4. The Lancers, another big one next Tuesday when they travel to Central Point to play Crater, who are still in the hunt to defend their league title at 10-4 overall, 4-1 coming into tonight. Meanwhile, the Millers travel to Ashland on Tuesday to play the Grizz, who are just 5-7 overall, 1-4 in league, just ahead of North Eugene and Eagle Point at the bottom of the standings. So good opportunity there for the Millers. Our game next week here on The Score will be another good one and another trip out to Thurston for the defending state champ Colts, who play host to that Crater team. They are number 3-4 in league right now and top 5 in the OSAA rankings. That should be a great one. So be sure to join us next Friday for that 6:45 tip-off here on 95.3 The Score. Oregon basketball back at it tomorrow night. Join Joey Mack at 6 for his pregame show leading up to a 6:30 tip-off. You can listen to all of the action right here on 95.3 The Score. Be sure to check out 95.3thescore.com for their schedule and how to listen online. Of course, they are playing Arizona State tomorrow, coming off that big win against the Wildcats yesterday. That was pretty crazy stuff, man. Kenny Wooten coming back with a mask, going all LeBron James. And the Ducks pulling off a huge road win if they're going to try to salvage something out of this season and get into the postseason. So big-time stuff there. Again, Arizona State tomorrow, 6:30 tip, 6 o'clock pregame with Joey Mack right here on 95.3 The Score. All right, before we send you on your way, let's get to some of our final stats and our piece of hardware we give out every Friday, our Bi-Mart High School Basketball Player of the Game. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. And it's tough to pick a player of the game tonight for Churchill because so many players got involved. But I guess you just go with generally you'll just go with the leading scorer. And tonight that was Silas Bennion, who ended up with 22 points. But I think my player of the game was Brian Garacki because he finished with a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, ended up hitting 4 3-pointers tonight. And so it really, on a night where it could have been anybody for Churchill, I'm going to go with Brian Garacki. 14 points, 10 rebounds. He is our Bi-Mart player of the game. Again, Silas Bennion, 22 points and 3 rebounds. He had 4 3-pointers in his own right. EJ Makuma scored 9 points, had 2 boards. He hit a couple of threes as well. Isaiah Wallace hit a 3-pointer. He finished with 3 and 3 boards as well. Samaje Morgan, 3 points tonight. Quinn Fassbender added a rebound off the bench for Churchill. Cho Tofty, 4 points and 1 rebound. Kalen O'Neill finished with 12-2. Evan Pia was 7-5. And Dylan Carson, 9 points and 5 rebounds. Mason Case added a rebound for the Lancers. Over to Springfield, just 6 players scored for them tonight. It was not a good night offensively for them. Zach Brown leading the way with 19 points and 5 boards. Kenson Smith had 4 points. Jordan Carrillo added 1 point. Jordan Jones had a rebound. Grusbeck had 3 rebounds. Zach Sorber had 2. Javier Carrillo had 3 rebounds. Jared Peterson, 5 points tonight, including a 3-pointer. Eric Smallwood, 2 rebounds off the bench. And Marcel Hill, 12 points and 3 boards. He had a 3-pointer tonight as well. So Churchill all over Springfield tonight after trailing after one. Actually trailed 15-12 after the first quarter, but outscored Springfield 31-8 in the second to take a 43-23 lead into the half, and they did not look back. Ended up finishing off the Millers 83-41. Again, after tonight, the Lancers now 12-3 overall, 7-0 in the Midwestern League, and the Millers fall to 7-7 and 3-4. All right, let's go ahead and get out of here. Big thanks to everybody out here at Churchill, including AD and head coach Kelly Bookin for the accommodation, to Kenny Niles, the baseball coach out here at Churchill. He actually is the one who sets me up every day, makes sure I'm all comfortable out here. Actually brought me water tonight, so appreciate that. For my board op tonight, Bethany, I am Alex Braga, and you've been listening to the Bi-Mart High School Basketball Game of the Week right here on 95.3 The Score. Good night, everybody.